The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and kidspiritonline.com. Our first article today from kidspiritonline.com, A Traumatic Ember, and this article was written by Conrad Tittle. Like an ember from a dying yet persistent fire, racial justice continues to plague our society. Till, Director Chinoye Chukwu, United Artists, 2022, Running Time, 130 minutes, Rating, 5 stars. It has left a scarlet stain on our nation, one which even the most heroic, powerful, bold movements of civil rights activists failed to fully expunge. However, by conveying these lingering issues through a more digestible and influential medium like movies, one can more easily inspire change. In her film, Till, October 2022 debut, Nigerian-American film director Chinoye Chukwu sparks a newfound urge to reform persisting racial discrimination by weaving a narrative rooted in emotion and, consequently, a desire for justice. Based on true events, the movie centers around the racially provoked murder of an African-American teenager named Emmett Till, Jalen Hall, and his mother, Mamie Till's, Danielle Deadwyler, subsequent fight for justice. Growing up in Chicago, an atmosphere starkly contrasted to the still deeply racist South, Emmett lived a normal, carefree childhood, one not plagued with constant fear. Thus, when Mamie's mother Alma proposes that Emmett visit his southern kin in Mississippi, an incessant fear for her son's safety and his loss of innocence is instilled within Mamie. In the first scene, Chukwu alludes to this dilemma plaguing Mamie's mind through her eloquent manipulation of sound. The two are depicted driving in a car while a light, warm atmosphere hangs overhead, bright smiles lining their faces, an uplifting melody filling the air. Yet the music gradually devolves into incomprehensible blather, and Mamie's smile slowly withers into a blank, distressed expression. With only one scene, Chukwu's subtle yet pungent use of sound and Deadwyler's unmatched ability to project emotion effectively set the stage for the movie. Mamie repeatedly warns Emmett of the danger lurking in the South, of the differences in the treatment of African Americans, telling him to be small, yet her attempts all end in Emmett's characteristically teenage response to being told what to do, gentle mockery, and overlooking the weight of what is being said. Yet another instance in the film when acting unveils a deeper underlying meaning. Before he leaves, the two dance together to Emmett's favorite song, smiles lining their faces as they glide through the room where a childlike wallpaper is juxtaposed with a tragedy soon to unfold. Chukwu does not include such subtle details throughout this half of the film without reason. By painting a picture of a boy who has, to this point, lived a regular, innocent teenage life, the events following his arrival in Mississippi become all the more tragic. During the train ride there, Emmett watches, captivated, as fields of cattle and cotton fly by, shining under the bright sun. Yet the beauty of Chukwu's cinematography here merely masks the horrors present underneath. From the moment he sets foot upon a southern cotton field, it becomes clear that Emmett does not belong against his kin. Rather than picking the cotton, he instead plays with his cousins, sternly stating that he is done picking these fields. Hall's very deliberate choice of persona here, contrasting the dark history lingering, hibernating upon the cotton fields, reflects exactly what this excursion is in Emmett's eyes. A mere vacation to have fun with his cousins. Mamie's perspective further heightens this dramatic undertone. In frequent instances throughout this segment, she is seen struggling to cope with the relentless dread propagated by her son's absence. In one scene, Mamie sits with her friends late at night, playing cards and drinking. With a foreboding tone, she states, "If my son could just get his feet back onto the Chicago soil, he'd be one happy kid," an eerily powerful use of dramatic irony. Only 3 days after arriving in Mississippi, Emmett's naivete prevails, and he flirts with a white cashier named Carolyn Bryant, proclaiming that she looks like a movie star. Embodying the racial beliefs shared by the Deep South at the time, Bryant feels threatened by this remark. Yet, the true consequences of Emmett's actions are revealed 3 days after the incident, when the boys awaken to a loud banging at the door, a rude awakening akin to Emmett's abrupt realization of the true horrors of racism. Chukwu's use of silence here, yet another display of diverse repertoire of sound usage throughout the film, plays an impactful role in emphasizing the looming dread within the room. A group of armed white men barge into the house, wielding blindingly bright lights, and forcibly yank Emmett outside. All the while, Chukwu solemnly depicts everyone's helpless gaze as Emmett, confused and unaware of his impending doom, is hoisted from their home, an innocent boy falling victim to the wrath of racial oppression. The latter half of the film highlights a potent dynamic between trauma and action as a means of healing, an enthralling showcase of Danielle Deadwyler's pungent role as Mamie. In one notable scene, Chukwu depicts a desolate Mamie whose visible despair is accentuated by Deadwyler's superb acting. All the while, Abel Korzeniowski's masterfully composed music plays overhead, prompting a wave of catharsis to wash over the audience. Yet, she later transforms her trauma into a motivator for change. Refusing to fix up Emmett's lynched body, she instead puts it on display for all the world to see, to break away from the delusion of comfort in the North and finally take action. It is then that, through her willpower and strength, she molds her lingering trauma and despair into an impetus for change, to finally escape the cage she placed herself into, and to draw out the darkness by bringing reality to light. In this way, Chukwu's production illustrates the powerful theme of trauma as a spur for action. Thus, Till embodies a work whose filmatic building blocks, cinematography, sound, acting, and screenplay, meld beautifully together to clearly convey its overarching themes. Throughout the movie, Chukwu's accurate understanding of sound in conjunction with Korzeniowski's ability to portray emotion in the medium of music not only reveal hidden thematic details within scenes, but also greatly complement the already delicate, emotional, riveting acting within the film. In addition, dialogue rooted in sentiment further draws forth presiding thematic ideas, such as Emmett's innocent, enthusiastic tone solemnly juxtaposed with the screams of pain, of rude awakening marked by his subsequent lynching. Yet it is Chukwu's captivating cinematography which shines brightest, conjuring images of picturesque landscapes to underscore the darkness they conceal, of bright flashlight beams piercing the comfortable darkness, the ignorance in which Emmett resided. By weaving powerful themes of change and healing throughout the plot, tinged by Chinoye Chukwu's profound understanding of emotion and sound, the movie Till is an impactful debut. A film rich in narrative and oozing with riveting cinematography, it deserves no less than 5 stars. Throughout the film, Chukwu echoes the message that the fight for racial equality is still a persisting effort. In a poignant message to conclude the movie, she writes that the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act was not signed until 2022, 67 years after his lynching. 67 years of bloodshed. 67 years of an unyielding fight for freedom. 67 years of change. Our next article from the teenmagazine.com, Gen Z Representation Confuses Writing Rooms, and this article was written by Madison Collins. As the youngest Generation Z are reaching middle school and the oldest are in the workforce, many television shows have shifted their target audience from our parents to the new consumers. Gen Z, like every audience, is looking for shows that they can connect with, shows that portray people like them, or characters that they can relate to on a deeper level. Are these TV shows and movies successfully relating to Gen Z, or are they creating caricatures of Gen Z values? Each generation has generational identities and characteristics. Born between 1946 and 1964, boomers are known for their work ethic, traditional values, and assurance. Boomers have also gained the title of the Me Generation due to the self-involved qualities associated with the baby boomers. Next in the line of generations, Generation X, born between 1965 and 1980, combated the traditional values of their elders with the punk and grunge scenes. Generation X is known for their independence and workaholic nature. Other generations look down upon millennials. Born between 1981 and 1996, millennials are labeled as being lazy, selfish, and spoiled, likely due to the rise of technology and the crumbling of the financial system that worked for previous generations. Generation Z, born between 1997 and 2012, is the first generation to grow up at the same rate as technology has grown. Gen Z is individualistic, progressive, and chronically online. So how is Gen Z portrayed in the media? The media, and as a result, other generations, illustrate Gen Z as living online. Many television shows and movies have used the trope that Gen Z cannot function without access to Wi-Fi. Generation Z is painted as speaking in the same way one does online, using extensive, hyper-woke dialogue. Presented as shallow and self-obsessed, Gen Z's reformist nature is framed as youthful naivety. In reality, Gen Z has the world's information at their fingertips. The shared experiences posted on social media connect users together. Social media have allowed the younger audience to learn from each other and develop ideas separate from their families and communities. Generation Z students are on track to become the most educated generation, said Alan Dennington, the chief medical officer for Timely MD. In 2018, 57% of 18 to 21-year-olds were in college, compared with 43% of Gen Xers at similar ages. Partly due to the intelligence of Gen Z, combined with the ever-changing trends and interests of social media, it is clear why an outsider may find it difficult to understand Gen Z's mannerisms. Gen Z's humor is constantly changing. A meme's life cycle has shortened at the same rate as attention spans. Something funny 3 months ago can be considered embarrassing to joke about now. For example, any meme about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock would probably be accompanied by an eye roll. Alongside quick humor cycles, some mannerisms are exclusively on our phones. Commenting submissive and breedable on a TikTok of an edit of your favorite celebrity may be acceptable, but telling someone face-to-face they look submissive and breedable may not be taken the same. Outsiders may assume internet slang is how Generation Z speaks in real life. When Gen Z hears slang used in the incorrect manner, the mirror held up to behavior online can become embarrassing. The satirical humor of Gen Z is difficult to decipher, even for its own generation. Audra Johnson's Wolf Girl content on TikTok includes videos of her jumping up and down and barking while fighting with the other kids over playground territory. Although most Gen Z realize that her content is satire and thus funny, there are still comments that question if she is joking. Older generations may not pick up on the satire and believe that her 3 million followers act like wolves, or conversely, believe Audra Johnson's content would appear to every Gen Z user. Since it is hard to pinpoint what is strictly online and what is real life, Gen Z characters that are supposed to connect with the audience can seem satirical and negative when written by older generations. Famous for its cringeworthy dialogue, Saturday Night Live's Gen Z hospital skit is a perfect example of how many shows depict Gen Z characters. The doctor, played by Elon Musk, says, "Your bestie took a major L while driving her Hellcat." Although SNL's skit is purposely satirical, many scripts sound similar to the skit, with Gen Z characters written from a distance. Is this something that is strictly a Gen Z problem? Of course not. Most likely, every generation has watched a show that targets their generation and found the characters not relatable. The problem is not the current generation writing the scripts. The problem is the system that refuses to bring in representation to right groups being portrayed in the media. But first, obviously, you can see that I'm not 18 years old or 23 years old. We look at our writing room, and we made sure that many of them were quite young, stated Carly Heaton, the producer for Heartbreak High, in an interview with The Hollywood Reporter. And then we actually went out to focus groups, and we spent a few weeks with teenagers from all walks of life in Sydney, and we just walked through their lives with them, what they love, what they hate, what they're feeling. Heartbreak High is an Australian comedy-drama television series created for Netflix by Hannah Carroll Chapman. It is a soft reboot of the 1994 series with the same name. The 2022 reboot, Heartbreak High, has been praised by Gen Z for the relatability and inclusivity of its characters. As stated by Carly Heaton, the team committed to having an accurate representation of groups portrayed in the series. Gen Z is often considered too young to be in the writing room, but until we aren't likely to have many shows that represent us. Although we may not have the power to take over the Gen Z narrative within the media just yet, we have the choice of what media we consume, and we have the power of social media for discourse about the misrepresentation of all kinds. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com, Unlock Your Potential, A Comprehensive Guide to Choosing the Perfect College Major. And this article was written by Williana Serve. Choosing a college major is a significant decision that can majorly impact your future career prospects and personal fulfillment. It's common for college students to feel indecisive about their major or even switch majors multiple times before graduation. In fact, according to a report by the National Center for Education Statistics, around 30% of college students change their major at least once within 3 years of initial enrollment. Furthermore, many students enter college without a clear idea of what they want to study. A Higher Education Research Institute survey found that over one-third of first-year college students were undecided about their major. This can lead to feelings of uncertainty, anxiety, and difficulty planning for future career goals. Thus, this article will explore various factors to consider when choosing a college major, including your interests, skills, values, and career aspirations. Hopefully, I'll also be able to provide tips for researching potential majors and resources for seeking guidance and support throughout decision-making. Figure out your passions. Considering your passions when choosing a college major is essential because this provides a sense of purpose and fulfillment in your academic and professional life. Pursuing a major that aligns with your passions allows you to immerse yourself in coursework that excites you and keeps you motivated to learn and grow. It can also help you build valuable skills and experience in areas you genuinely enjoy, leading to better academic performance and career success. Choosing a major that matches your passions can also increase your satisfaction and happiness. When you spend the majority of your time and energy on something that you're interested in, it can have a positive impact on your mental health, relationships, and overall well-being. By choosing a major that reflects your interests and values, you'll be more likely to feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment in your academic and professional pursuits, which can lead to a more fulfilling and satisfying education. Think of future career prospects. Choosing a college major is like setting sail towards your dream career. It's essential to plot your course carefully, considering the scope of your job market and the tides of your passions and interests. By selecting a major that aligns with the needs and trends of the industry, you increase your chances of finding employment and enjoying financial stability. Moreover, choosing a major that aligns with your career goals can help you navigate the waters of your profession, developing the necessary skills and knowledge to succeed and stand out among your peers. As you embark on your academic voyage, your major will be your compass, guiding you toward your desired destination. By choosing a major that aligns with your interests and passions, you will find joy and purpose in your work, making your journey all the more rewarding. However, be careful when considering your career prospects while choosing a major, because there can be a difference between smooth sailing towards success and getting lost at sea. Research earning potential. It's crucial to note that specific majors might end up with certain career paths that earn more financially than other majors and their career paths. Considering your earning potential when choosing a major is essential, as it can significantly impact your financial stability and future career opportunities. Pursuing a degree in a high-demand field with solid earning potential can provide you with greater job security, higher starting salaries, and more opportunities for career advancement. It can also enable you to pay off student loans and other debts more quickly, giving you more financial freedom in the long term. While earning potential should not be the only factor to consider when choosing a major, ensuring that your career goals align with your financial goals is essential. By researching and exploring different career paths, you can better understand the job market trends and the earning potential of various majors. Furthermore, seeking advice from professionals in your desired field can help you gain insights into the potential income levels and job outlook for your future career, allowing you to make an informed decision that aligns with your aspirations and financial goals. Ask yourself how much time you want to spend in school, along with the level of rigor for your course. Some majors require more coursework, assignments, and exams than others, which can be overwhelming and stressful for some students. For instance, majors in the STEM fields, such as engineering or computer science, often have a rigorous and demanding curriculum that requires long hours of studying and problem solving. On the other hand, majors in the humanities or social sciences may have a more flexible and diverse set of courses that allows for more free time and exploration. Certain career paths, such as pre-law or pre-med, include majors that set you up for years of studying after undergrad and require you to pursue a graduate degree. The time spent studying can also affect your extracurricular activities, social life, and part-time job opportunities. If you choose a major that requires a significant amount of time and energy, you may have less time to pursue hobbies, join clubs, or hang out with friends. Additionally, you may find it challenging to balance your academic and personal commitments or to work part-time to support yourself financially. Specific majors can be advantageous if you aspire to enter the workforce after completing your undergraduate studies. They can equip you with the necessary skills and knowledge to secure a job without pursuing further education. Therefore, it is crucial to consider your priorities and goals, as well as your academic strengths and limitations, when selecting a major that fits your lifestyle and aspirations. Seek a second opinion. While you may feel confident in your initial choice, seeking a second opinion can provide valuable insights and perspectives you may not have considered. A second opinion can come from a trusted advisor, mentor, professor, or career counselor. By opening yourself up to other opinions and feedback, you can better understand your options and make a more informed decision. Additionally, seeking a second opinion can help you avoid pitfalls and regrets. It is common for students to choose a major based on outside pressures or limited information, only to realize later that it is not the right fit for them. Getting a second opinion may uncover aspects of a major or a career path you have not previously considered, which may impact your decision-making. Ultimately, seeking a second opinion can give you the reassurance and confidence that you are making the best decision for yourself and your future. Consider your strengths. When choosing a college major, considering your strengths is vital. Not only does it increase your chances of acing your courses and finding satisfaction in your work, but it can also unlock a whole world of possibilities for your future. When you're passionate about your studies, diving deep and developing a more nuanced understanding of the subject is more manageable. This can lead to stellar grades, glowing recommendations from professors, and a feeling of pride that can propel you forward. But it's not just about the here and now. Your strengths can provide a compass for your career trajectory, guiding you toward the jobs and industries where you will most likely thrive. Choosing a major that matches your strengths can set you up for success, opening doors to opportunities for advancement, higher pay, and job security. Plus, when you can showcase your unique value to potential employers, you're already one step ahead of the competition. So don't underestimate the power of your strengths when charting your academic and professional path. They just might be your secret weapon. Choosing a college major is critical to shaping your future career and personal development. By reflecting on your interests, skills, and values, researching potential options, and seeking guidance from experts and peers, you can make an informed and confident choice that aligns with your goals and aspirations. Remember that choosing a major is not set in stone, and that you can always change direction if you discover new passions or interests. Best of luck on your journey! We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.